Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. This is a special commitment edition of Bermanology. It is 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after now, the time that I last saw you, Travion Henderson, in Hopewell, Virginia. Quite a lot has changed in that time, and I just want to start there. How did everything that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic and the reactions to it, why did that accelerate this decision for you? Or was it this thing that accelerated, or was it something else?
The only thing that the virus affected was me taking like some other visits to other schools, see what the other schools were like. But I really knew where my mind was at all before this. Like, once I started talking to Coach Alford, once he started telling me about Ohio State and like they're all about, like, I knew that was the place for me.
I know a lot of people out there, there's always skeptics in the world and people who are wonder how a player of your magnitude and a kid with your opportunities, what would make you decide to commit to a place you've never visited? And for you, I guess, did you realize that, A, the campus life may not really matter that much? Or was it like, hey, it's Ohio State. Clearly, everyone in the country knows what it is, and I'll figure it out when I get there.
So, growing up, I always wanted to be a Buckeye. Like, back when they had Ezekiel Elliott, I always used to watch them play. But, like, once I started meeting the coaches and things, like, they kept it real. They were so real, especially Coach Alford. He kept it real. And the things he was telling me about the program, and I already seen how they played. Once he started telling me about the program, and how the education is there, like, it doesn't get better than that.
You've mentioned Coach Alford a couple times, and he was obviously very integral in this decision. But as we talked about when we were in your high school work weight room 3 weeks ago, yeah, Ohio State did something a little different with you, and it was not just Tony Alford. It was Al Washington, who's been recruiting you since you were a freshman in high school when he worked for Michigan. Yeah. It was Ryan Day also. Was it that combination of relationships that really was just different than anyone else?
Yeah. So I had good relationships with a bunch of coaches there, Coach Day, Coach Al. But for real, you just got to be able to see, like, if those coaches not there, do you still see yourself at that school? And I definitely see that.
Well, that's an interesting topic. I mean, there was discussion this last offseason about Tony Alford potentially taking a head coaching job at Colorado State, where he played football when he was younger.
Yeah.
Is that a conversation you've already had with him?
No, I haven't. Somebody told me that before, but shoot, he's still at Ohio State, so.
What is it about this recruiting process, I guess, that you've gained the most from? What have you learned the most, Trey, as you make this decision today, as you make the announcement today? What is it that you've really gained about the recruiting world? I mean, again, you had your brother went through this. Your younger brother is going to be going through this in the next few years. Like, what did you gain from your brother that you're going to pass on to your younger?
Yeah, like, everything a coach saying is not true. Like, the stuff they may be telling you, they'll be telling a whole another running back or a whole another recruit. So, like, you can't really trust the coach, because.
So you got to make a decision for you.
Yeah.
You know, again, when we're talking, I'm going to keep going back to when we were in your high school a few weeks ago. The next day, myself and Austin Ward went down and saw Evan Pryor, who committed to Ohio State a week later.
Yeah.
You've said on record and that you don't mind the two-back system, the two running backs being in a class. How do you see this working down the road? And do you have a preference? Like, are you looking at a number like, hey, I want to – junior year, I want to have 15 carries a game, 20 carries a game. Like, do you have a plan for that?
Say that again.
Like, do you have a plan? Like, if 3 years from now, you're a junior in college –
yeah.
Do you have a number of carries that you're like, hey, I would like to be having this many per game? Or how do you see that working?
Nah, you just can't say I want to have this many carries per game. You got to earn it. You got to go there, earn your rep, earn to be able to get on the field. So I'm definitely a big competitor, so I don't mind doing that.
As I watch your tape, Trey, and I know that you've mentioned Ezekiel Elliott before, but there's a lot of things in your game that are very reminiscent of Zeke. How do you see yourself fitting in the Ohio State offense, and what is it about the Ohio State offense that was most appealing to you?
Like the way they get their running backs involved in the offense. I mean, I seen what they did with Zeke. I seen what they did with JK, and I think I can do the same thing that they did.
Now, I have a random question. J.K. Dobbins, I don't know if you know this, but he, in 2016, committed to Ohio State without ever visiting the school. He didn't make his first visit to the school, I think, for like 3 months after that. Was there any opportunity for you to have a conversation with J.K. about that? Have you had any conversations with him?
Yeah, I have. I talked to him. He was just telling me, like, Coach Alford, yeah, he's a great dude and things like that.
So it makes it a little easier when you see this guy who 3 years later is going to be in the NFL can vouch and say, hey, this worked out for me. And he was coming from a lot further away than Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, most people feel like, oh, Ohio State, you know, they just pressure him, trying to get him to commit real fast. But no, they're not pressuring me at all. Like, I've been thinking about this. I've been to Ohio State was going.
I don't want you to name names, but I mean, is that sort of narrative been out there? Is that what you're hearing from other coaches? Is that the pushback from other schools as you've made this decision? Because I assume you've let these other schools kind of know what's coming, so they can move on to their next running back on the board. But I mean, is that sort of the narrative that's being sold to you? Like, hey, are they pushing you into this, or what are the coaches saying?
Yeah, it's like most people would think, oh, like Ohio State is pushing me because, you know, they only take two running backs and they just got Evan. So they just think like Ohio State is pushing people to commit. But no, it's more to that. They're not pushing anybody to commit.
Is it more of a situation where you're pushing yourself to commit because of the, I mean, you know that there's only one more spot.
Yeah.
And is it like, hey, I want to make sure I'm that guy, so why not?
Yeah, like if I already know where I'm heading, there's no reason to wait and waste these people time. So just go ahead and make it official.
What was the reaction, I guess? I mean, I'll just ask you. When you told Ryan Day, when you told Coach Alford and Coach Al Washington, who, like I said, Al Washington's been recruiting you since you were a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
What was the reaction from those guys? How did they take that?
They were excited. They were pretty excited.
I mean, was it all like a group FaceTime, or how did that happen? How'd that go down?
No, so I've just been talking to them, like, because I think they're at their house spending time with the family. So I told Coach Alford, then I told Coach Day, and then I told Coach Al. So they all seem pretty excited.
How much of a weight is off your shoulders right now, Trey? Like, I mean, do you feel just like everything? Do you feel 20 pounds lighter, or how does this now impact where you go the rest of this year and your senior season when it finally comes around? Like, how happy are you to have this done?
I'm pretty happy, but I was looking forward to getting some more visits in, but like I said, there's no reason to doing that where I want to go. So it gets a lot of weight off my shoulder. That way I don't have a lot of schools coming at me when all this stuff is over. Come visit.
We've talked a few times about, you know, your interest in the academic side. You're a 4.0 student. Are you on track to graduate early? Is that part of your plan? Is your intention to be in Columbus starting next January?
Yeah. So I plan on graduating early. I can enroll in January, I think. So, yeah.
Well, look, man, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know that these last few weeks have been nuts for you, so thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about the decision. Congratulations. And hopefully you'll enjoy campus when you get a chance to get up there and see it. I'm sure you will. So I assume that will be, you know, a few months down the road, but congrats. Let me ask you this. You're not like the world's most talkative guy. And I don't say that in a negative way.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself as someone to go out there and be a recruiter for Ohio State now?
Oh yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I've been recruiting. Like, I already started recruiting.
So, like, you have a handful of guys that you're like, okay, now is I thought we were going to be done here, but I want to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
As a five-star recruit, as the number one ranked running back in the country, do you see that you have value added to the recruiting class by committing now? Like, do you see what you can, your impact on helping bring in other guys? I mean, is that something that you register and say, hey, if I do this, then maybe I can help other guys make that decision?
Yeah, I never thought like that, but now that I do think about it, like, yeah, I can, like, by being a running back, I guess, and by, like, I never visited there before, and by me, that shows others, like, Ohio State is doing something special, and I should join, too.
Like, it's easier for you and Evan to go out and recruit running back or offensive linemen, for example. Yeah. Than it is for Jack Sawyer or someone else who isn't going to be lining up and running behind those guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, I'm going to let you get out of here. Go enjoy your day. Celebrate. Thanks again for taking time to join us on this episode of Bermanology. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is newest Ohio State 2021 commitment, Travion Henderson, who has just announced his college decision. And this is Letterman Row. Thanks for watching, folks. We'll talk to you next time.